Pittsburgh's oldest newspaper is set to shut down in just a few months. According to the Nieman Lab, that would make Pittsburgh the largest city in the country without a real daily newspaper. The move marks a dramatic ending to a labor dispute that led to a three-year-long strike. Reporter Julia Maruca with member station WESA in Pittsburgh spoke with members of the paper's union about what's happening.
Pittsburgh Post-Gazette content editor Helen Fallon has been working part-time at the newspaper for decades. She started as an intern in 1987.
It was always the paper I wanted to work for my entire life. My family got it every day. You know, we read both the Daily News, the Post-Gazette, all through the week, and then the press on Sunday. You know, for my mom just being a high school grad, my dad was an immigrant who just felt you learned as much as you could, and then you still participated.
But it might not be there much longer. Post-Gazette workers recently found out from a pre-recorded video at a virtual all-staff meeting that the paper will cease to exist later this year.
Today, I am sharing extremely difficult news. On May 3rd, 2026, after nearly two centuries of operating, the Post-Gazette plans to publish its final edition.
Members of the Newspaper Guild of Pittsburgh were on strike for 3 years after the Block family, who owns the paper, unilaterally changed their employment terms. The union returned to work at the end of last year after a court decision ordered the owners to return to bargaining. Shortly after the start of January, the U.S. Supreme Court denied the owners' application for a stay in reinstating health care for the workers. Only a few hours later, the Blocks announced the paper would be closing down, citing years of financial losses. Andrew Goldstein is the head of the Post-Gazette's union and covers education at the paper. He says longtime union members are no stranger to threats from ownership.
When they couldn't break us, as we have now proven, they cannot break the Newspaper Guild of Pittsburgh, then they decide to take their ball and go home?
Block Communications Incorporated has owned the Post-Gazette since 1926. The Block family also owns the Blade newspaper in Toledo, Ohio, along with several other holdings in TV and broadband. The company did not respond to a request for comment. Even with the conflicts with ownership, Goldstein says the prospect of losing the paper altogether is harrowing.
Not just the fact that we, you know, may very soon lose, you know, close to 200 jobs, but the fact that, you know, the Post-Gazette is something that gives Pittsburgh its identity as much as, you know, the Steelers or Heinz.
Studies have shown that when newspapers close down in a region, civic engagement decreases and government spending increases. Fallon fears that if the Post-Gazette goes away, residents of Pittsburgh and the surrounding municipalities risk becoming less informed.
I really worry that people will become discouraged. They won't vote. They won't participate. They won't help each other. You know, and it's what you have to have. You don't know about these things unless there is a good media source and people read it.
Pittsburgh area news outlets are already discussing stepping into the void left by the Post-Gazette. And Goldstein says he and his colleagues at the paper have been in near-constant meetings, trying to chart a path forward. Goldstein points out that other news outlets have seen success going from for-profit to non-profit with the help of philanthropic funding. He thinks whatever the path forward for the Post-Gazette is, it will likely look a bit different from the print newspaper that exists today.
Maybe it won't be exactly the same size or look exactly the same. But what I want to see is something, if I dare say, better.
So close to the closure announcement, that future isn't clear just yet. But Goldstein says the Post-Gazette's journalists don't plan to give up easy. For NPR News, I'm Julia Maruca in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.